Last night's report by the RTE investigations team revealed that the Department of Health had been secretly gathering information about children with autism who were involved in legal actions against the state. A number of contributors to the report broadcast on last night's primetime raised questions about the legality, ethics and fairness of the practice, but the Department of Health has said such information sharing was normal practice, lawful and proportionate. Well, we're joined now by the Children's Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon, who watched last night's report by Conor Ryan of RTE Investigates. Niall Muldoon, good morning.
Good morning.
Does it surprise you, or did it surprise you, to learn that the Department of Health would ask doctors, psychiatrists and social workers for sensitive information about children who were involved in legal actions against the state without telling the children or their families?
Absolutely, it surprised me. It made me very angry to see that. What we're talking about here is sort of, it's almost a deceptive. I mean, you'd use the word secret gathering of information. Anywhere where there's secrets in Ireland, know this, anywhere there's secrets is a problem. Those are the most vulnerable children in Ireland, and the families have doing their best to try and get the rights that those children are entitled to. And they sued the government for that reason, because the government hadn't provided in the first place. And I suppose from my point of view, we need to ask the government and the Taoiseach, who leads the government, what sort of state are we trying to create here? We're trying to provide, look for a state in which children's rights are protected and promoted at all times. But yet we have, as recently as yesterday, the statements coming out that say it's normal practice, it's lawful maybe, but is it proper and appropriate? Absolutely not. We're looking at situations where children's private therapeutic services, private medical services, parents, the understanding of parents' situations, whether there's addictions involved, whether there's separations involved, being gathered solely for the reason of putting pressure back on those families to drop lawsuits. That's the most despicable type of carry-on for any state to be looking at. And the problem, too, is that it's over 10 years. So that means it's systemic. It's built in, and various different staff members have come and gone, and the system has kept working to gather that information. So there's
do you accept, Niall Muldoon, that when the state is the subject or is facing litigation from people, that it does have a right and a duty in the public interest to defend that litigation? And part of that defence involves gathering information about the litigants, that what the department is saying is that this was normal practice, and in fact it engaged a senior counsel who also stated that it was normal practice to do this.
Again, I mean, we can. There's always arguments over what's legal, and I won't get into that side of it. But for me, normal is not. If you say it's normal, then let's assume it's a fair playing field. Can those family members who are taking that lawsuit knock on the GP's door that the minister or the secretary general goes to and say, can you give me the records of those consultations you've had with them? It's not an equal playing field. It's an abuse of power, as far as I'm concerned, in relation to families and children who are extremely vulnerable, who are under pressure to start with, and who are trying to deal with a new diagnosis of autism. We also have to ask the question, has this happened with other children where families have sued in relation to assessment of needs, perhaps, or school places, or maternity issues? Is this a common practice? When they say normal, and the Department of Education said it was a useful tactical way to work in regards to litigation. So again, we're saying let's gather the information that we can gather and use it against the families who are under pressure already, as opposed to using our resources to provide the services those families are looking for. It's a question of mind, and ethically the government need to look at it and say what sort of a society we're trying to create.
Do you want this practice stopped then?
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a couple of questions need to happen, or statements need to come out now. Has this stopped? And also, has the Department of Health made immediate contact with the families involved? Because there's hundreds of families out there worried that they might be the ones involved here. They might be the ones that have information gathered on them. So we need to make sure that those families know that they have this information available. And finally, we just want to take a look and see, has this been happening in other lawsuits in which children are involved? Because it's, again, if you consider this to be normal, then I would be very concerned about the culture that you're working in.
And just finally, Niall Muldoon, the families here in this case, I mean, we know they weren't told that this information was being gathered about them, but what impact could that have now on the relationship between those children and the professionals who are providing them with care and treatment in the future?
Well, it's got to be damaging. I mean, as you heard Paul Reid saying there earlier on, just, I mean, confidentiality is the cornerstone of all medical and therapeutic services. And our children with autism are going to these therapeutic services with the sense that this is about them and them only, and no information will be shared outwards. But to find that, you know, if a child has a meltdown or is there some sort of a challenging behaviour situation, that is recorded for nobody to look at, for a lawyer to use against them, that's the absolute opposite of a therapeutic service. So yeah, there's a real serious concerns in that regard. So we have to ask who asked for the information and who gave the information, and those answers are crucial.
All right, Children's Ombudsman Niall Muldoon, thank you for talking to us.